This is Tracy Steele, part of the speaker team here at Team Grace Ministries. This is week 5 of our fall 2015 online Bible study. This week, we are taking a look at the issue of influence, the who or what that affects our thoughts, emotions, and decisions. Catherine kicked off this entire series by teaching that our circles of grace are a beautiful reflection of the people we love and who love us. Remember, our circles consist of both relationships we choose for ourselves and relationships selected for us by God, like our parents and siblings. Last week, I mentioned that God created us to be connected to others because He wants to be connected with us. Scripture also teaches that we should love everyone, but does that mean we have to be besties with every single person around us? Do we have to agree with or do everything other people tell us to do in the name of love? To answer this, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus is sending his 12 disciples out to preach the coming of the kingdom of heaven to the children of Israel. What I find interesting is that Jesus told them to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves as they went about ministering. I love the Message translation, which says, "Stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack, so don't call attention to yourselves. Be as cunning as a snake, inoffensive as a dove." I really feel like the main point of my message to you is to be alert. As we grow and mature, we need to be aware of who or what is influencing us. Daughters, believe it or not, you won't always be living under the same roof as your mama. And fellow mamas, we are still being influenced, and I would guess increasingly more by social media and the internet these days. Just like the original 12 disciples, Jesus is sending us out into our communities, schools, and workplaces where we will interact with people. This is hazardous work, too. We must be wise as serpents, but innocent, harmless, and inoffensive as a dove. For the remainder of our time, let's focus on the relationships within our circles of grace that we choose, specifically our friends or peers, because they have a huge influence on our life. That influence can either be a good one or a not so good one. In the devotional portion of our study, which you can find on katherinebird.net if you haven't already, Catherine mentioned Lydia, a woman who remained steady in her public profession of faith during the early years of the Christian church when it was dangerous to do so. You can read in Acts how Lydia did have a positive influence on those around her. You know, living out our faith today can also be an unpopular choice. And girls, you may not get asked out by a popular boy or to a certain party because your friends know your morals and values. But living out our faith, though it can be an unpopular choice, is always the right choice. 2 Peter 1:3 says that God has given us everything we need to stand strong against those who want to influence us for bad. So when we share why we aren't going to do such and such or believe such and such, we must share our Christian beliefs with grace and love. When we do, we are obeying Christ by being inoffensive as a dove. I encourage you to reflect on the peers or the friends in your circles of grace. Is your friend or group of friends helping you grow closer to God and grow in your faith? Think through the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. When you are with your friend or group of friends, are you displaying these fruits? Are they helping you to display love, joy, peace, and patience? If so, then your friend or group of friends is positively influencing you. But on the flip side, our peers can also have a negative influence. We looked at gossip last week, didn't we? That's definitely negative. 1 Corinthians 15:33 also says, "Bad company corrupts good character." When I was thinking for a way to illustrate this, I immediately thought of the movie Pinocchio. We've all seen Pinocchio, right? I mean, he was such a good little wooden boy at the beginning. He was innocent and joyful. But then he met two crooks on the way to school who tempted him with success, which led to other temptations that he fell for, which put Pinocchio in pretty bad shape, didn't it? Mamas and daughters, let's not be like Pinocchio, okay? And this is why I started off with the encouragement for us to be alert. We must be alert, friends. It only takes one friend one encounter on the way to school, at school, or one piece of advice on social media or from a celebrity or from the internet or magazine for us to be influenced negatively. We can falsely believe that because we come from a good family or read the Bible once or twice, or because we're a nice and strong person, a leader even, that we won't cave. But it just takes one. And in that moment, will you be a Lydia or will you be Pinocchio? So let's strive to be alert and wise as serpents. And how can we do this? Filter, filter, filter the message or advice that is coming your way. And what can we use to filter? God's word, the Bible. Romans 12:2 says that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So the more we know God's word, the easier we can filter the influence. James 4:7-8 also says we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. So let's get up, walk away from the temptation, turn off the radio station or the TV show or whatever it is, and then submit and draw near to God and ask, pray for his help, and he will help us to be wise as serpents. Galatians 1:10 is also another great verse that applies to what we're talking about, and it says, am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. So whose approval do you spend energy and emotion on trying to earn? Is it God or peers? So girls, here's a final word of encouragement to you. I know that the season that you're in right now can be so hard, but you know what? It will not last forever. However, your reputation will last and will follow you, and your influences will affect your reputation. So think about, how do you want to be remembered? When a potential boss asks your job references one day about you, what do you hope they will say? Who you know and what you do in the coming years matters. So be alert, girls and mamas. I challenge you, take an inventory of your present friends. Model for your daughter the kind of friends you want her to have by the kind of friends you allow to influence you. Because influence affects your integrity. If your daughter cannot walk in and hear or see what you're saying or doing with your friends, there is a problem, and your daughter will see through that. So please take inventory of your own influences, Mama. They matter, for your beautiful daughter is watching you. Well, in closing, in light of all we've discussed, I do believe we should be nice to everyone, but that we shouldn't be besties with everyone. So pray for discernment when considering the who or what you allow to influence you. I encourage you, moms and daughters, to share with each other if you are facing any negative peer pressure in your current circles of grace. And if so, pray for each other and come up with a plan. Moms and daughters, don't face negative influences alone. Overcome them together. Well, I've enjoyed being here with you the last couple weeks. Stay tuned, because next week, Catherine Bird will be back for some more fabulous teaching that will encourage you and challenge you. So be safe and God bless.